Chapter 9. The Party. Hey, Frankie. Happy New Year, Sally said, kissing me on the cheek and giving me a big hug. She really did love me. But then she saw Sam. Hey, Sam, she said, kissing him on the cheek too. I'm so happy that you came. The cool young people are in the basement. My mum and dad's friends are up here. I'll come down in a few minutes. Sam and I went downstairs to the basement. The music was very loud, and there were lots of people from school there. Then I saw Marnie sitting on the enormous sofa with Gary Masters. I felt stupid for thinking that Sally only wanted me and Sam to come. What are you doing here? Marnie said, looking at me. Sally asked me to come, I said. I wanted her to feel sad. I've seen her a lot in the holidays. It's been great. Marnie looked like she wanted to cry, and I suddenly felt bad. Come on, Frankie. Let's dance, Sam said. Sam and I started dancing. I saw some of the girls looking at Sam. It was great to be with him, and I felt very happy. But I only wanted to be with Sally, and I couldn't see her anywhere. Then the music changed to a slow song. Let's sit down, I said to Sam. No, let's keep dancing, Sam said, and he put his arms around me. I didn't like it very much, but I kept dancing. After a while, he put his cheek next to mine. Then he turned and kissed me on the mouth. I moved my face away very quickly. I'm sorry, Sam, I said. I just don't feel that way about you. It's okay, Sam said sadly. I looked around the room. Where's Sally? I said. Why are you looking for Sally? Sam replied. She's my friend, I said. My face felt hot. Really? Is that all? Sam said. No. I felt my face get hotter and hotter. I'm in love with her. Oh, Sam, I said, taking his hand. I'm so sorry. Are we still best friends? Best friends always, Sam said. I'm proud of you. But he still looked sad. And then I saw Sally, sitting with Gary Masters. He had his arm around her, and she was smiling. I watched, my eyes hurting. Then he was kissing her, and she was kissing him back. I felt ill. Sally didn't talk to me until midnight. Everyone shouted, Happy New Year, and kissed. Sally kissed Sam. She then touched my hand and said, Happy New Year, but she didn't kiss me. I didn't try to kiss her. I was too scared. Then she walked away, smiling, kissing, and touching more hands. My mum will be here soon, Sam said. Good, I said. I just need the bathroom. I still felt ill, and I wanted to go home. I have to stop caring about Sally, I thought, as I went upstairs. She doesn't love me. Then Sally was at the top of the stairs, looking at me. Hi, she said. I was looking for you. Come with me. She took my hand and pulled me into her bedroom. Happy New Year, Frankie, she said. And then she kissed me. Sally was kissing me, and I was kissing Sally. We kissed for a few minutes until suddenly someone opened the door. It was Marnie. Sally, Marnie shouted. What are you doing? We're only kissing, Sally said. You're horrible, Frankie. You know that Sally is my best friend, Marnie said to me. Stop being stupid, Marnie, Sally said. Let's all go back to the basement. Marnie ran out of the bedroom with her hand over her mouth. I should go and see if she's okay, Sally said, looking at me. Okay, but Sally, did you want to kiss me? I asked, worried. Yes, of course, but I have to find Marnie now. She kissed me again quickly, and we went downstairs. There you are, Sam said. I was looking for you. My mum is waiting outside. When I got home, I got into bed and texted Sally. Sorry, I had to go. This is the best New Year's Eve ever. All the love in the world, Frankie. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I thought that she might not hear her phone. Also, she was very bad at replying. But this time, she texted back very quickly. Love to you too. Your Sally. Kiss, kiss, kiss.